With city council approval of a $2.2 million construction project, Eureka's C Street will be turned into a bicycle boulevard with reduced vehicle traffic. Funded through a state active transportation program grant, the bid award was approved at a May 27th City Council special meeting. But the vote was close, as two council members have concerns about the project's level of public engagement. The Eureka-based RAO Construction Company will build the boulevard, including installation of median islands at offset intersections, street planters, and green bike lane street painting, as seen on H&I streets. Another notable feature is converting one-block segments of C Street from two-way to one-way traffic. It's one of several traffic reduction mechanisms included in the project. But there's concern about whether residents of C Street neighborhoods have gotten enough heads up about it. During a public comment period, C Street resident Jessica Rebholz said neighborhood outreach has been inadequate. She has other concerns as well.
Additionally, I'd like to better understand the logic behind selecting C Street. He mentioned that there was lights and that it's a slower traffic. B Street already has lights, flashing lights on Boone. Why not pick B Street? Why C Street? It makes no sense to me. What exactly are we trying to direct people from? I heard from Old Town to Henderson Center. Again, if you're trying to find the distance between H and I, then again, go to Union. Go down more. Why so close? So as someone who lives on the street, I would love to see something come to us, brought to us. The people, I can guarantee you, no one on C Street actually knows this is happening. So it's being tucked away. And you guys are preaching transparency. This is the way you provide transparency. Let us know what's happening on our streets.
Bicycle-friendly planning has been afoot in Eureka for several years, with the C Street project one of many included in a bicycle master plan. City engineer Jesse Willer said the goal of the project is to discourage drivers from using C Street as a cut-through street to get from one side of town to another, while allowing bicyclists to be able to get across town without having to navigate as much traffic. Speaking during public comment, Brett Gronemeyer said that will benefit both bicyclists and neighborhood residents.
You know, it's good to have a good mixture of different bike facilities in the city, because not everybody is confident when they're riding and they want to ride with a lot of traffic. And this would create a nice quiet corridor for cyclists. And I think the residents would also, you know, appreciate the having less traffic and less vehicles speeding down their street. This project will bring with the volume management and speed management features it's going to contain. And I think a lot of people talk about, you know, Eureka and why, you know, young people and families don't stay here. And I think this is the kind of facility that will help attract, make Eureka more attractive to families and young people who want to make this their home.
Level of outreach concerned council members Renee Contreras-Deloach and Mario Fernandez. Contreras-Deloach lives near C Street and said older neighborhood residents would have benefited from being informed of the project through mail. Fernandez said he supports the project, but made a motion to bump the bid award decision to June 17th to allow time for public outreach. The motion didn't get a second. Councilmember Leslie Castellano's motion to approve the bid award did. She noted that council approved the project after a number of community meetings.
This really is for awarding construction to a process that we've already approved on council. And so this isn't about whether or not to have a C Street bicycle boulevard. This is about, like, who's going to build it. And this is grant funded. And I think just delaying the process will only bog down government process to something that we've all been in agreement with for now years. So just to say, I would like to see this move forward expeditiously versus delay something that has had many, many, many people, bicyclists, non-bicyclists, residents, all commenting on.
The bid award was approved in a 3-2 vote, with Contreras-Deloach and Fernandez voting against. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.